Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Want to welcome our listeners to the service today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. We want to welcome our new listeners. We want to thank you for being a part, and we pray that you will continue to come every Sunday. And follow us also on our various social media platforms. You can just Google us, and you should find us there. So we want to become a part of Voice of Truth family. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Amen. To God be all the glory. We are going to open up the prayer line. If you need prayer, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. We thank God for all of you being here today. To God be all of the glory. We do ask that you give only your prayer request and not your name. Voice of Truth is a worldwide ministry, and people listen all over the nation to this ministry. So we don't want you to put your business on Front Street. So if you need prayer at this time, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in for a prayer. Amen. To God be the glory. I don't see anybody with a hand raised, so we're just going to keep it moving. I'm going to do a general prayer. I just want to praise your name. I just want to praise your name. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. I just want to pray your name. I just want to pray your name. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we praise your holy name because you are great and because you are mighty and because you are strong. We worship you because of who you are, God. And we just thank you, God, for allowing us to see another day, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for your holy word, oh God. We thank you, God, that you're able to do all things with fellows. You have not failed us, oh God. We pray, Father God, for everyone on the sound of my voice that's live, all those that will come back in the archive and listen, oh God. We pray that you will meet every need of their house. Father, in the name of Jesus, that money cannot buy. We ask you, Father God, those who are in lack financially, those who are lacking anything in their household, we ask you, Father God, to supply the need, oh God. Those that are dealing with confusion and doubt and don't know what direction to go in, oh Father God, I pray that they will not doubt you, God, but continue to trust you in the midst of whatever they're going through, even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you are our provider, you are our source, you are our resource, oh God. Oh Father God, and help us depend on you and not men and of the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, help those that are going through whatever they're going through, oh God. We pray for comfort, oh God. We pray for rest and we pray for peace, oh God, that only you can give us, oh God. Let our hearts not be troubled, oh God, in these last and evil times, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lead us and guide us by your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to hide your word within our hearts that we will not sin against it, oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus. For you are our shepherd, oh God. And your word declares, because you are our shepherd, we shall not want. And we thank you, Father God, that we have everything that we need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you right now to save souls all through the nation and all through the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just release your word, oh God. The message on today, oh God, and to the church right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for the word of God. Decrease me, oh God, and increase you, oh God. Let not one person hear a lame jest, but let them hear the voice of truth that speaketh through the servant of the living God. Lord, we thank you right now, God. We give you all praise, honor, and glory. We call it done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. I don't know about you, but I just want to praise his name because he's worthy. Oh, all of my praises. Amen. The word of God will come from Jeremiah today. Amen. The word of God will come from Jeremiah today. Chapter number 7. And the word of God reads, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah that enter in these gates to worship the Lord. Thus the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doing, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if you truly amend your ways and your doing, if you truly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods in your hurt, there will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I give to your father forever and forever. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. In this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes. Behold, even I have seen it, says the Lord. But go ye now unto my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. Amen. And I'm going to also go to the New Testament, because you can prove the old with the New Testament. And the word of God reads, and I'm in Matthew 21, and Jesus will be speaking these words. And it's Matthew 21, 10 through 13. And the word of God reads, and when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. So today, the title of the message will be God's Message to the Church, Then and Now. I just read Matthew 21, and Jesus said what Jeremiah said, who was a prophet, and Jesus was the prophet. So in his day, in Jeremiah's day,
and also in the day of Jesus, and also in today's and our generation, God speaks through the prophet. And verse 11 says, in this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes. Behold, even I have seen it, says the Lord. Jeremiah had received the word from the Lord as a prophet of God. And just as Jesus had brought forth the word here in Matthew about the church, God's message to the church then and now has not changed. As Jeremiah stood at the gate of the temple and he was preaching and teaching, preaching and bringing forth the warning to the church of God, he was warning the church, as God is warning his church, that we must turn from our wrongdoing, that we must turn from our wrong ways of how we are doing things in the church, and we must turn our ways back unto the things of God and not doing our own thing. We must hear the word of the Lord. As Jeremiah brought forth the word, yet the people were stiff-necked and did not hear the word of God. And in the church, there were many things going on even then in the church. Even now, today, in the church, God's message to the church then and now has not changed. The church is supposed to be a praise, a praise, a prayer. It's supposed to be a praise and a worship unto God. But we have not doing it, whether we have a building, whether we have it in our spiritual house or a physical church building, or we're working in the church or whatever ministry that we're doing in the church. Are we doing the things according to the word of God? God's message hasn't changed. He hasn't changed. His word has never changed. It didn't change in Jeremiah's day. It didn't change in Jesus' day. It ain't changed in my day. It hasn't changed in this generation today. The word of God still stands, and the word of God is still true. We must change and stop doing what we are doing in the church house and outside of the church house. Whether we have a ministry inside brick and mortar or if we have a church outside of the brick and mortar, we got to get it right. We got to do according to the word of God. And we must live right, do right, in and outside of the church house. That's why Jeremiah was warning them, hey, if y'all don't get it right, this is what God is going to do. God is going to destroy this place just like he destroyed Shiloh. God will destroy, if I can say it, he can destroy just like he did Sodom and Gomorrah. We got to get it right. We got to stop all the playing in the church. The church is supposed to be a place of prayer, even then and now. The church is supposed to be a place of healing. It's supposed to be a place of deliverance. But we don't see that in most churches today. If you look around the nation and all the world, and you'll see all these churches and leaders who are falling, because they're doing everything in the church house that they're big enough and bad enough to do. That's why Jeremiah told them what God said. Elaine didn't say it. Jeremiah didn't say it. Jesus said it. And Jesus' message still is the same. We got to turn from our wicked ways, and we got to get it right. We got to stop praying in the church, and we got to stop just going to church. We got to get our life right before God. It is time to stop playing church. Our name being on the church roll will not save us. And because we give the most money in the church or got the most family members in the church, that don't make us go to heaven. God sees us. And Jeremiah was letting them know God sees what's going on in the church. And God will use his prophets to warn the people. The problem is with a lot of church houses now, and inside or outside of the house, we don't have true prophets in the house. We have people with lying tongues, speaking lying words, speaking other doctrine, perverse against the word of God and opposite to the word of God. But we stand in the church house, in the church house, saying these words, and God ain't said it. Someone's in the lane of a prophet, and God ain't called us to be a prophet. God's word hasn't changed. It didn't change then, and it hasn't changed now. That's why Jeremiah said that God said, he said, amend your ways. He said, he's telling the church, we need to repent, and we need to repent now. We need to get our life right before God. We need to repent. Turn from our wicked way. That's why the word of God tells in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that's Elder Faith's scripture. And she said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, he says what? I will heal their land. Jeremiah is saying, if we are going to go to church, we ought to be doing the things of God in the house. There ought not to be all kind of spirits roaming in the house of God. Spirit of murder, spirit of lying spirit, a stealing spirit, stealing from the church, committing adultery in the church, committing fornication in the church, swaying falsely in the church, burning incense and worshiping other gods, serving rocks and stones and goddesses and all kind of foolishness in the church. Y'all, God's message to the church has not changed. It has not changed. We got everything going on in the church house. The God's name or Jesus' name is on the building, but his spirit ain't in the house. Then and now. What are we doing? Can somebody help me? When people can walk in the church house and do anything that big enough and bad enough to do, some of the stuff that I hear through the news and different news things were going on in the church, I know God is angry. That's why, Jeremiah, I want you to go back and I want you to read the entirety of the chapter and then go to Matthew's and read it, because I want you to get it in the spirit so you'll know what is of God and what is not of God in the church house. It's too much going on in the church house. And that's why God let Jeremiah go as a prophet to warn the church. You got to turn from your ways. You got to repent. And I know a lot of people don't want to hear about repentance, but we got to repent for our sin and turn back to God. All of us who are backslidden into the world, we got to come back to the Lord. All of this stuff should not be going on in the church. That Jesus, even in his day, he went in, he said the house of God ought to be a house of prayer. But we done made it a den of thieves because we're robbing and stealing in the church house. We're laundering money in the church house. We're taking money any way it comes in the church house. We're not taking care of the church. We're taking care of our own pockets. We're making our own pockets that God is not pleased. God sees us. And we got to get it right. Well, nobody want to hear the truth. Well, you said the message is hard. Well, sometimes God will send a message that is hard because we got to get it right because we're living in sin in the church. We're supposed to be living for God every day. But we only live for God on a Sunday morning and on a Wednesday night for Bible study, and that's 1 hour, 2 hours out of the week. Then the rest of the week, we're doing just what we've been bad enough to do. We're just churchgoers. We're not committed to God. We don't love God as we should love God. We're just doing our own thing. And God is not pleased with that. God sees us. And we must change our evil ways. If my people who are called by my name, if we will humble ourselves before him and turn from our wicked ways, we got to turn from sin. And all those who are backslid, we need to come back to the Father. We need to come back to him. We need to get it right. because our sins are imputed against us when we know righteousness and we have known it and we turn from righteousness and we go into sin. We got to get it right. It is time to stop playing church. We got to get it right. Many people are going to church and we're just churching it, but we're not truly saved. It's, I always say that it's no way that you can truly come to God, the living God, Jesus. You can't come to him and not change. There's something wrong, something in the house. I remember one time me and Elder had went to a church, and she said unto me, she said, nobody will never get saved in this church. She said, because his spirit ain't in here. It's a dead church. I don't know about you, but I hate to go to a dead church where there's no spirit of God. Every other spirit operating in the church, from witchcraft, perverse spirits, all kind of stuff operating in the church. The scripture, you continue to read the scripture, it tells us how God had warned them to turn from those ways, to get it right. He had told them to turn from their sins and repent and turn, because God sees them. Because we don't want to be cast out of God's sight. We don't want our name. We want our name in the Lamb Book of Life. And we got to live right before God. We cannot live any kind of way before God. We got to get it right. And we don't want to fall in the hand of an angry God, because God has seen them and he saw what they were doing. And he knew that he will always send a messenger. He will always send a messenger. Now, whether you see that messenger or not, that's on you. That's on me. But God will send you a message to tell you to get it right. We got to get it right, because we're doing a lot of stuff in the church, and a lot of it has to do with money. That's why the Bible says that Jesus turned over the tables of the money changers and the selling of the doves in the church. We got a lot of selling going on, and we got a lot of money changing in the church. But it ain't God, and we ain't helping the people of God either. God ain't pleased. He see us. He sees what we're doing. Somebody help me. When did God's word change? When did his word change to do what you want to do, how you want to do it? Because somebody help me. I want to know what we are doing and why we are doing what we're doing. We can't turn from God. And thank God don't see us, all our secret sins. God sees us. Jeremiah, as he spoke the word of God, God messaged to the church because the behavior of the leaders had changed. Behavior of the followers of the ministry had changed. In the temple, they were doing everything. And they became very angry with Jesus when Jesus came in there. And told them what he said unto them. Men got very mad with Jeremiah because he told them what God said. They wanted to take his life because he was a prophet of God and a prophet of God. And a lot of times in the church house, we're talking right there for a minute. We want to have a fivefold ministry, but we don't have it. And a lot of the church today is not a fivefold ministry. And we only have pastors. That's not the order of God. We're supposed to have a fivefold ministry in the church, and the prophet is the mouthpiece of God that speaks unto the people, that brings a warning and what God is going to do, tell, and to help the people of the church to know what direction to go in. But we don't have prophets in the church anymore. Some people believe that they're not even prophets anymore. They have prophets and prophetess that God... they are vessels that God uses to bring forth the message of deliverance to the people. As Jesus was the prophet, I just read you the word, Jesus was the prophet, Jeremiah was the prophet, Moses was the prophet, Miriam was a prophetess, because you need them in the church. So who is leading the church? What spirit is leading the church? If we don't have a prophet among us, and I thank God that we have several prophets among us. But he said to them, verse 4, he said, they trust ye, he said, trust not ye in lying words. And we know we have a lot of lying words and a lot of lying prophets, a lot of lying going on in the church. Ain't no truth in it, it's twisted. And many people today don't want sound doctrine. They got itching ears because they want to do what they want to do in the church. And we can't do that. God's message to the church hasn't changed. It's still the same then and it is now. His word hasn't changed. His word will never change. Everything else may change, but his word will change. And it'll be the only thing standing is his word. He's telling us, if my people who are called by my name, if we would change our ways and we would do right, but we ain't trying to do right. We're trying to do our own thing. And God, but we're trusting in little g God, especially money, houses and cars, men and women. We're trusting in everything but him. We're robbing God and we're stealing from God's people. And that's what we say, the house of God and the house of prayer. And we're doing everything evil in the church instead of the right thing. I've been in many churches. God has sent me in many churches, and I've never seen some of the stuff that people are doing. I'm like, they're doing that in church. What is going on in the church house? What is truly going on? We got vain confidence. We're disobedient. We're in the house of so many sins inside of the church house. You ain't got to go outside. That's why a lot of people don't want to go to church anymore. Why should they go to church if everything going on in the church house? If they see the leaders and they see people that operating in offices in the church doing everything that they're big enough in the church. That's what one told me one time. That's what one told me. Why should I go to church? They doing the same thing I'm doing in the church. We got to get it right. We have got to get it right. That's why he told me, he said, trust ye not in the lying word saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. And said, so most of us today, we like the big, pretty churches. We like those names. We like to follow names. But we shouldn't do that. But we love to say, I went to church. But I can't, if you ask me what the message was, what you got out of, if I look at your lifestyle, can you look at your lifestyle and see, has it even changed? What did you get out of the message? Oh, he sure did preach. Sure did preach. Well, what did you get out of it? Did it make you want to change your ways? Did it make you want to walk right, talk right, be all right? Or did it just cause you to have a feel-good feeling? God's message to the church then and now has not changed. That's why he told her, I want you to amend your ways. God is asking us today to amend our ways and turn from our ways and stop being disobedient. Change our doings, how we do things, how we live, how we walk, how we talk. And don't do things that we know is not right before God. Why are we oppressing others? See, we done went too far with this religion and tradition. We're putting people in bondage in the church. That ain't God. God sets you free. He don't put people in bondage. That's why he said, if you press not the stranger, the fathers and the widows, we ain't having no widows. If we don't shed innocent blood, wherever we're doing what we're doing, neither walking after other God. Now, how many of us are guilty of serving idol gods, little g gods, and we have put them before the living God? We're serving money more than we're serving God. We're serving our honey more than we're serving God. We're serving our status quo. We want to be famous. We want everybody to know our name. We're serving ourselves. We ain't helping the people in the church. See, in then and now, the church should not have changed. We may be a different generation. And we may have more revelation than we had then because every generation is different. But God's word has never changed. What's happening in the church? What's going on? Why have we lost our focus on the things of God? Amend our ways and turn back and stop being disobedient. We're supposed to be helping the fatherless. We're supposed to help those in need and the widows. Ain't nobody helping no widows now. Ain't nobody helping nobody, to be honest. What we see and hear of innocent bloodshed all around the church house, in the church house, where people can walk up in the church house and kill innocent people in the church. God's message hasn't changed. What's wrong? What's going on? We got to get it right. God uses his prophet to bring forth the message of repentance. And Jeremiah had brought forth the message of repentance. That's why he said, hear the word of the Lord. We need to hear the word of the Lord today. And we need to get it right. And whatever we're doing, and thank God don't see us, we can't hide nothing from God. He sees us. And he knows our heart and our mind. He knows our motives, too. And our hidden, our little hidden agendas that we got, we got to get it right. Because God is not pleased. Because we're trusting in lying words that cannot profit us. And you can read that in Jeremiah 7 and 8. He said, behold, ye trust in lying words. A lying prophet can't profit you. He ain't going to help you. How he going to help you? A lying prophet. Now, God has true prophets today. For all those who don't believe that God has them, he does have them. I have been in church where they said that was in the Bible day. No, it was then, and it is now, that God has prophets. We just don't receive them. But he has prophets today. But we don't believe in the truth anymore. We're walking in untruth, and we're walking in lies. And we're not believing God's prophet because we don't believe that it is what God says it is. Word, God has prophets and prophetess. But we're trusting in other things. We don't have sound doctrine. We're not preaching it as we should preach the word of God. Sound doctrine. Today, people don't have sound doctrine. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear no truth. They don't want to hear nothing of conviction. They don't want to hear nothing about sin. They don't want to hear nothing about repenting. But we got to repent, and we ought to be repenting every day. So don't trust in lying words, because it's not going to profit you nothing. It's not going to profit you one thing. And are we doing these things? Are we worshiping these other gods? The Bible said God is a jealous God, put no other God before him. So why are we worshiping other gods? Why are we worshiping our cars, our houses, our clothes, our jewelry, our money in the bank? We just watching that money in the bank. Don't watch it too much. So they do everything electronic. You might not go to the bank, might not have no money in the bank. We living in the last days. So we got to trust God even in the last days. Don't trust in your money. Don't trust in man. The Bible tells us that. Committing adultery. Are we committing adultery? God is our first love. Are we committing adultery and fornication? What are we doing? Why are we doing these things? We got to get it right. And we know it's plenty of stealing going on. It's plenty of stealing. Everywhere you go, folks stealing something, ain't none of it. Always stealing something. We're swaying falsely. We're burning incense to other gods. And we're walking after other gods that we know not of. That's why you can't go in every church house, because every church house is not of God. The Antichrist church is everywhere. Churches of witches and warlocks are everywhere. It's all kind of churches, cults, all kind of different things, but it's not God. It was then and it is now. It's the same thing. And the closer they come to the coming of Christ, it's even going to be even worse. There's a great falling away from the things of God.
And the Bible tells us when there's become that first that great falling away, Jesus is soon to return. So we need to get our house in order. That's why he said that in the church house we come. Now don't look at read 10 and say, and come and stand before me in this house. Call by my name and say, we are delivered to all those abominations. Now, many today come and they stand before God, living a life. We come and we stand before God in sin and in darkness, as though he don't see us. Stand in his house that is called by his name. Now, we got a physical house and we got a spiritual house. We are the church of God. So you got a building or where you got a ministry outside of the wall. We the people of the church of God. And our spiritual house, which is our spirit, our house ought to be the house of God. It should belong to him. It should be the house of the Holy Spirit. Physical church house. God's spirit needs to be within the house. And we should be worshiping him, not leaders. Not the musicians or the worship leaders or the praise leaders, whatever you call them in your church. But now you can't get people to go to church unless they have a singing in the church. I know they used to do it back in the day when I was a little girl. They wouldn't come to church, y'all. They wouldn't come to church to hear the word of God. They don't want to hear the word now. They won't come to a revival. But if you say a big name on a singer, there they come. The church house is packed from the front door from the pulpit to the door to hear sing. But we don't want to go any other time. So we just got to get it right. We cannot stand before God in his house that is called by his name, not in a true church, and he don't call you out. He's going to call some people out. It's going to be a great fall. They're going to be falling like flies. I just see. It's going to be ministry that you never thought. They're going to be falling like flies. See it already all over the world. Somebody we ain't heard about it yet. Because they ain't walking right. They ain't living right. They ain't doing right. And God will always warn us before he set us down. We got to get it right. And know that God sees us. We're not fooling God and you ain't fooling them. God always warns us. If Jeremiah was given a warning. And you don't want to fall in the hands of an angry God. He told him in the word, and I want you to go back and read it. These things are going to happen. He's going to make your name desolate. Because we're not listening to the true voice. We're not listening to the voice of truth. We're not listening to that. We're listening to everything else. And we're not crying out to God. And see, even in this chapter, and I want to encourage you to go back and read it, God told Jeremiah, don't pray for him no more. God's going to tell his intercessor and those that intercede not to pray for you no more because he's already done warned us that we need to get it right. We're still doing what we want to do, and then we want to run to the church. The only time we run to the church is when we want something. That's why Jeremiah said, oh, they say, oh, this place, the church over here, we run to the church when we need something or we going through something. But when everything is going good, we don't come near the church. And we don't do what we're supposed to do in the church for God. But we're running to the church. Be careful, because God will tell his prophet. And I know it's a lot of folks on this line. It's a lot of people all over the world that are on this line today. And you love prophets and prophetess. But you don't want God to tell his intercessor, whether it be a prophet or a prophetess, or people that God just have ordained to pray. You don't want him to tell them not to pray for you. Because it says in this 16, read, it says, therefore pray not thou for the people, neither lift up a cry now praying for them, neither make intercession
to me, for I will not. I'm going to read it again, too. Therefore, pray not thou for this people, neither lift up a cry, nor pray for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee. Now, I don't want to be in that place. I don't want to be in that place. I don't know about you. We got to get it right. If we don't want to fall in the hand of an angry God, God's message has not changed. We have got to humble ourselves and pray and repent and turn from our evil ways and our evil doings. We got to get it right. The church house is not going to save us. Many people, and I know, and my testimony has always been that I used to be a church goer, and I was in the church, and I wasn't living right, and my ways weren't right, and I wasn't doing the right thing. And I was doing everything. I was doing stuff in the church, and I shouldn't have been. I was living in a life of sin. I was committing the fornication. I was doing my own thing. I was clubbing. I wasn't really paying those. I wasn't really paying tithes like the word said, because, you know, a lot of churches, especially back in the day, you know, they had different auxiliaries and different stuff like that to get money in the church, because people won't pay tithes in the church. And I guess that's a way of getting money in the church. But we need to teach the people of the principle of tithe and offering. And that's not my message today. But I was a church goer. And I can tell you, I was a church goer for many years. And I was visiting the sick. And I was going to the nursing home. I was singing in the choir. I was speaker. I spoke at churches. I was on a missionary board. I was a recording steward. I was going to church every Sunday. And I was going to Sunday Bible study. And I was going to whatever events or activity that the church had, but I was not saved. I was doing my own thing. I was living in sin. And I was living in sin before God. We just got to get it right. But one day, I was sitting up in the club. Let me hear the testimony, y'all. One day, I was sitting up in the club. That night, I was sitting up in the club. I don't know what it was. Somebody must have been praying for Lane Jackson. I was sitting up in that club, and I started looking around. I'm like, what in the world am I doing in this club? I don't know. I just know. I do believe that somebody was praying for me and call me out of that club, because I have not went back to another club since that day. I have dedicated my life to Christ and committed to trying to do the right thing. And I have amended my ways, and I repent. I had to tell God, I said, Lord. I didn't know Jesus. I didn't know him for the pardon of my sin. And I had to turn from my wicked ways. I had to humble myself down and pray. And I had to change my evil ways. I had to turn from sin. And I tell you, I was tested and tried when I did. And I said, well, somebody came to me. I want you to know. I had to tell him, I'm like, I won't do that no more. I ain't that person no more. I had to stand. Because I had made up in my mind that I was going to change my ways and mend my ways and way I was doing things to live for God. And we got to do it, and we got to do it today. Because, like I said, I was just a church goer. I wasn't doing nothing but going to church every Sunday. That's all I was doing. I wasn't getting nothing out of it. I wasn't healed, and I wasn't delivered. But I thank God for Jesus. And I thank God for the ministry that I'm under now. But I just thank God that I didn't die then. And I thank God, because I know somebody had to pray for me. And I just thank God. I just thank the Lord. I just thank you right now. Because I don't want God to tell them not to pray for me. That's a bad place to be. So we got to get it right. We got to turn from our sin and repent for my wrongdoing, all this stuff, what we know is wrong. I know many times in the church, people don't like to say anything because that person putting a lot of money in your church. And it's something about this money that making people fall. And I just pray and Father, in the name of Jesus, don't let money have us. Don't let it have us. Don't let us forget where we came from. Let us help others with the finances that you have given unto us. Don't let money change us. Don't let money make us fall from grace to disgrace. Don't let that money, don't let us be changing money in the church and doing our own thing with money, making our own profits back, not caring about the work of the ministry. Let us not be focused on money and the beautifying of the church and the number of people that follow the ministry. Let us be focused on doing the work because your message hadn't changed. So, Lord, we thank you right now. As you increase your people, oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Don't let them forget about you, oh God. Don't let the money have them or whatever you increase them with, oh God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I just thank God because we got to get it right. We can't serve other God. And if you continue to read the chapter, it tells us how the women were making cakes and dough for what they call the queen of the heavens. You know, we make people our kings and our queens. We serve all kind of goddess and all kind of stone. I tell you, one time I went to this church and I said, Jesus, what in the world have you got to be going to throw up in this church? It was worship of stone, y'all. Stone. Ain't got no life. Serve the stone. Help Jesus. So serve the stars in the moon. Stone didn't die for you. Jesus died for you that you might have eternal life. You got to get it right. I've been in many churches. God's message is still the same. I've been in churches where there's a church, nothing. It looked like God. It sounded like God, but it's a church of witches and warlocks. They're on every corner, too. And if you walk across the threshold, that's why it's very important. And I say it all the time. Before you go to any church, just because somebody invites you, you better make sure that it is of God. Don't go because they stroke you and say, pastor this, and apostle this, and prophet that. Don't do it. Only reason why I went in that church, because God sent me there. And when God sends you and showing you something that I can give a testimony to you, everybody, you can't do that. I've been in some churches of witches and warlocks, and I worked in workplace witchcraft. I don't seen all of that. It's not God. I was. It's a threshold. I could tell you some stuff, but I won't scare you. But I want you to know that God's message has not changed. His message is still the same as it was then in Jesus' day, in the day of Jeremiah, and all of the prophets of old. And his message is still today for this generation. For this generation is more wiser, as the word says, and they don't want gone. And so we got to get it right. We got to get it right. We got to be careful where we go. You cannot take the Spirit of God anywhere in any house. Because every house is not of God. You got Jesus on the building, but he ain't in the house. That's why God said, my house. This is my house. You're going to stand before me in my house? And you're going to come up before me with false worship and false praise, knowing that you're serving another God in this house? And you don't make my house a den of thieves? Oh, no. Mm-mm. Wrong answer. We got to get it right. He said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, turn from your wicked ways, then shall I heal your land. We got to get it right. We don't want God to take his hands off of us. we don't want him to be angry. We don't want to fall in the hand of an angry God. We don't want Jesus to expose us. We don't want God to expose us. And we don't want God to tell his prophets not to pray for us. Because he will tell you not to pray for him. And I don't heard the prophet do it before. That God said, I can't pray for that no more. Because he warned you. He warned us. He always sent us a warning before the fall. A warning always comes before destruction. That's why God sent forth the prophet. I'm just God. I just speak God's word. I just speak what he says. He speaks through me. I'm just a servant. I'm just a mouthpiece of God. I just say what God says. Jeremiah was a mouthpiece of God. Jesus was a prophet that the world had never seen before, and many rejected him. And just because God speaks to you don't make you a prophet. Anybody can prophesy up on the anointed if it's a true prophet and the atmosphere is right. If God can speak to him through a donkey, through anybody. Jeremiah had to bring forth the word to the people, and they were very angry with Jeremiah, just like they was with Jesus, because Jesus turned over the table of the money changers. Boy, we changed all kind of money in the church, too. That money dirty, mean green, big head hunter, dirty, dirty money. We don't care how it come along with that. Let's get it right, y'all. Don't let Jesus expose us in our sin, because he will put everything out in the open. And as we see, everything is out in the open. Because God's message hadn't changed. His message hadn't changed. It's the same message that was there and now. We just don't receive the word. We got to hear the word of the Lord. And we got to amend our ways, repent from our sin, and turn from those wicked ways. Come back to Christ. The nation must come back to the Lord to get it right. And we got to get it right. We need to get it right today. It's time out for playing church, y'all. It's time out for being a church goer. And I can tell you to be so, because my name was on the church floor for many, many years. I grew up in the church. I ain't know Jesus. I ain't know the Jesus, y'all. I didn't know him for real. I was playing. I was doing a good job playing, too. I was playing. I was playing in the church house and outside. I was doing everything I was big and bad enough to do on the outside of the church after Sunday. Yep. But I got it right. I thank God that he didn't let me die. Whew. I was going to lift my eyes up in hell because I was not saved. I didn't know him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I thank God. I thank God for the prophets in my life. And I just thank God for each one of them, Prophetess Martha and Prophetess Apostle, Prophet Yvonne Rao, Elder. I just want to thank God for the true prophets of God. And they're all over the world. We got to ask God. Every prophet is not for you now, but that God has prophets all over the world, every ministry. It's not for everybody. God has a minister for everybody. We need to ask God what we need to be so that we can receive a word of truth that will bring forth healing in our lives. Because if we have a true prophet in our life, deliverance comes when you have a true prophet. Now, I can say about me, when prophet Apostle Yvonne Rao came into my life changed. My ways were mended. I don't look the same. I don't talk the same. I don't live the same lifestyle. I know who Jesus is, and I know who I am in Jesus. And I live according to the word. When a true prophet comes in your life, a true prophet. I ain't talking about a money-making prophet, but I'm talking about a true prophet coming to your life. It will bring deliverance if you receive the word. Well, God sent for Moses in the land. in the land of Egypt, that the people could be delivered, Tim, and the people were delivered out of bondage. A true prophet brings forth deliverance, and that brings forth warning and correction. But the thing about here is that they didn't want to receive the correction. They were still doing their own thing. They didn't receive it. As a matter of fact, they get a lot of time they get mad with prophets. But today they don't really get mad with because they don't believe that it is. They don't believe in such things. As they say, but back in the Bible days. No, that ain't no truth. It was then God had prophets, and today that he has prophets to warn the people and tell them what's going on in your life. You ain't got no mouthpiece of God in your life or prophet. What gonna do? And sometimes the message is hard, trying to get our attention. He's trying to wake us up because some of us are sleeping. And we're missing the things of God, and we're doing what we want to do. But just help me. I don't understand it, but I pray that we will get this thing right, because Jesus is soon to come, and we don't want to die in our sins. We want to get it right. Amen. We want to get it right, and we want to live according to God's word, knowing that God is able to do all things but fail us, because he's able to do what he said he can do. So we got to trust in God. We got to live for God every day, not just on a Sunday. And don't be a Sunday morning Christian and a church goer. We got to stop playing church, and we need to do that today to get it right. Don't live our life in vain, in disobedience, and false confidence in the things of the world, but trust in God. And I want to do 2 Chronicles 7:14, as I said, that's Elder favorite scripture. And she said, if my people who call by my name shall humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and pray, then shall I heal their land. And that is what God is saying to us today. And that is what he was saying through Jeremiah, that we must turn from our wicked ways and amend our doing and get our life right before God, and then he will heal our land. Amen. If you don't know Jesus and you don't know him for the pardon of your sins, say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. See that you live and died and rose again for me. And if you said that prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, and I will get back with you, leave a contact number, or you can DM me there on Facebook. Amen. VOT announcement. On Sunday, we have the hour of power, and you get 2 hours of power. Voice of Truth is the second half of the hour of power from 6:30 to 7:30. Pathetic Corner Ministry with your Martha, Prophetess Martha Williams, is the host from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Apostle Prophet Yvonne Round and Pastor Joseph Ryder, on the air live at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you need counseling, whatever you need, they can do it. You can contact them there on Facebook. On Wednesday, we have Faith Come by Hearing Ministry, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews, live on the air at 7:30 p.m. We want to encourage you to become a partner with these ministries, and we also want to encourage you to give unto these ministries, support these ministries. If you would like to do that, we want to encourage you to give Prophetic Corner, One Word from the Lord, Without Walls, Worldwide Ministries, Faith Come by Hearing Ministry, Voice of Truth Ministry, and you can do that. You can just contact each person on their Facebook page. If you have not purchased my ebook, The Heart Reflection, or I Found It in Me, you can do that at Amazon.com for $2.99. Amen. And we want to thank God for all souls that say. We thank God for the message today. If you would like to become a partner, again, just contact Apostle and Pastor there on Facebook or any other of the team members, and we will tell you how to do that. We're going to get ready to get out of here. She's getting ready to count us down. Amen. To God be all the glory. God bless it to the church today, then, and now. is still the chain. God hadn't changed, and the word has not changed. And all things be standing will only be the word of God. Now for our benediction, now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling in the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Know that God loves you, and we love you too. Here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, meet us here next week at the same time, same place, here on Block Talk Radio, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed.